Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, we tell you more about how the government will be assisting farmers in Portland who were affected by flood rains in January. Stay with us to hear more, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JSF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JSF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JSF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JSF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
Farmers in Portland who were severely affected by recent heavy rains are to benefit from support to begin replanting and to protect their lands against flooding. Cabinet allocated $30 million to assist the farmers to purchase seeds, fertilizers, and other material, while $25 million will be provided to assist in the rehabilitation of farm roads. These roads include Lennox and Claverty Cottage, among others. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Casa Muda toured sections of Portland recently and outlined some of the measures that will be taken to protect farmlands in Canewood and Lennox that are adjacent to the Swift River.
We are going to protect those lands adjacent to the Swift River by putting in gabion baskets to prevent the water from coming over the bank and flooding that area.
Gabion baskets are cylindrical steel wire baskets filled with stones or concrete blocks that are used to protect slopes and provide erosion protection for riverbanks. The issue of farm drainage will also be addressed.
RADA has to now look at the acquisition of small tractors, small excavators that can be loaned to the farmers under the control of one single operator per tractor to go through those banana fields and clear the drains, prepare new drains that will help the farmers so they don't have to constantly rely on manual labor to do everything.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Casa Muda. The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, in collaboration with other stakeholders, will be fast-tracking assistance to the 298 farmers that were affected to get them back on their feet. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. I know same day leaf drop in a water, you rotten. Translation, it's not the same day that a leaf falls in water that it will rot. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Know someone here or in the diaspora who has made significant contributions to the social, economic, cultural, or political development of Jamaica? Nominate them for the Prime Minister's Jamaica 55 Commemorative Medal of Appreciation. Nomination forms available at jis.gov.jm or from the Protocol Department of the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM. Send completed forms to the Chancery of the Orders of the Societies of Honor, OPM, 1 Devon Road, Kingston, 10. Nominations close February 16.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, things can deteriorate gradually and imperceptibly. Therefore, it is foolhardy to be complacent and take people or things for granted. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.